So let's talk about Kevin Hart and Tasha K. Now, I showed you the preview that Tasha K played on her channel that basically highlighted and broke down that a former assistant was on there basically telling all of his business. Now, that was the preview. And we know that if you actually went into the full live stream, and I'm guessing that Tasha K has it on her app or something like that, I don't feel like playing it right now again. But if you go out and you check it out again, basically she was telling all. She was saying that he got a side chick, or he had side chicks, used to bust him down inside of the office, got a shower in there. She said hey to his wife. And she was just on there basically, in my opinion, probably lying or exaggerating some form of the truth in order to throw her former employer under the bus. Now, Anton from AntonDaniels.com did some vigorous searches. And in those searches, and I'm going to continue to read Super Chats throughout the show. In those searches, I was not able to acquire, just based off of a simple Google search or looking on all of these sites. Everybody was referencing everything that everybody else was saying on their sites or page 6 of the New York Post in order to speak to this article. So I had to go over into the LA County online site court system. Shout out to you. I'm going to be reading that Super Chat shortly. I had to go over to the I had to go over to the LA County or the LA courts online court system in order to pay for the actual lawsuit so that I could present it to you guys today. So everybody that you see with the documentation or everybody that you see review this, they had to go over and then pay for the 25-page document in order to present it to you guys online. So I had to do a little bit of investigative journalism last night and this morning, but we here now, and I want to present this to you guys, all right? So we're going to go over it, and you know how I like to do. I like to read it, and I like to get a little bit animated because I want to bring it to life, okay? So this is the court document, and it was filed over in Los Angeles by Kevin Hart and his team, and they are suing, and they wasted no time shortly after seeing this, all right? And this was filed on the 26th, which was right after Christmas. What a way to ruin your Christmas. Thank you, Tasha K and former assistant. And so it says that it's basically attorneys for Kevin Hart and K Hart Enterprises in the Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles. Kevin Hart and K Hart Enterprises is the plaintiff, and Misha Shakes, who was the assistant, and Latasha Transrina Kibi and Kibi Studios LLC, a Georgia limited liability company, are the defendants. So he's suing, Kevin Hart is suing both Tasha K and the former assistant. Okay? All right. Now we all got to remember that Cardi B sued Tasha K, won somewhere between $3 and $4 million in court. And I had heard that Cardi B was actually considering forgiving once Tasha K had went on like a little crying live stream asking for forgiveness. I'm a mother and everything like that. And then Cardi B was considering it. But then after several different things happened, including the interview with Will Smith's alleged former assistant, Cardi B said, "Nah, I'm never going to forgive you. I'm never going to forgive what you're doing." And so their complaint is for civil extortion, breach of contract, intentional interference with contractual relations, invasion of privacy, and defamation. All right, let's read that one more time. Civil extortion, breach of contract, intentional interference with contractual relations, invasion of privacy, and defamation. All right. So that is what the lawsuit is for. We're going to get to the thick of things. Kevin Hart is the plaintiff, comedian, chief executive author of Kevin Hart Entertainment. Plaintiffs. All right. We already got all of that. That's her website. Not limited to Instagram and YouTube. Specializes in posting salacious and unverified. See, this is key. Unverified news, i.e. gossip about celebrities. Now, a lot of times you see me, you say, "Anton, will you talk about this? Anton, will you talk about that?" Well, I can talk about it and I can give my opinion on it, but I won't state that something is a fact because you don't want to spread false information about anybody. You want to actually operate in good faith and truth, especially as a content creator that has a significant platform. that, you know, impacts other people. I wouldn't want it done to me, and so I don't do it to other people. I wait until the facts come out, or I wait till somebody says something and give their opinion about it, usually the person that is involved in it, and then I react to that, okay? It says that she has established a history of posting defamatory and otherwise improper content regarding celebrities. For instance, most recently she was found liable in damages exceeding $3 million in a defamation lawsuit by musician Cardi B. They cited that as a reference point, okay? Plaintiffs are unaware of the true names or capacities of the defendants sued herein under fictitious names. And then they go on to name Kibi Studios as defendants and so on and so forth. Jurisdiction, facts common to all causes of action. And this is where it gets good. During the course of her employment with Hart and Heartbeat, Shakes served as Hart's personal assistant. That was the woman that went on Tasha K's Live, all right? It said that in said capacity, she was privy to certain confidential business and personal information regarding Hart, his family, friends, and associates, various Heartbeat personnel and employees at other Hart-affiliated companies. As a result, she appeared to be in a position to disseminate or confirm allegations about those persons and entities regardless of their truth or falsity. So basically, she was a person that had or was privy to information based off of the fact that she was Kevin Hart's assistant. Who can you trust? Who can you trust? You know all about me because you are the person that takes care of personally all of the things that I need you to take care of. You're an extension of me as my personal assistant, which is one of the reasons why I'm very, very careful about who I bring into my inner circle or even who I spend my time with, because everybody or somebody sometimes can have an agenda that won't be ideal for your situation, okay? So basically, she was his personal assistant, and she knew all about what his life was like. Upon Shakes entering an employment relationship with Heartbeat, Shakes and Heartbeat entered into that certain confidentiality agreement on August 8th, 2017, and the confidentiality agreement, a true and correct copy of it, is attached. So they attached the confidentiality agreement, and they're referencing it. And they defined this confidential information to include the following matters: matters concerning the business operations, business ideas, know-how, techniques, methodologies, business relationships of any of the protected parties, with protected parties defined to include Heartbeat's owner, its officers, directors, shareholders, clients, families, friends, associates, contractees, including but not limited to affiliated entities of the owner. The confidentiality further provided that Shakes expressly agrees that recipients shall not directly or indirectly, so it don't matter if you do it as a mistake or you think that you did something that you were supposed to do but you didn't do it, you're going to be held liable for it. Anything that's related, attached to me, or anybody that I have interactions with, they are absolutely protected by this confidentiality agreement, okay? Verbally or otherwise, publish, disseminate, disclose, or cause to be published, disseminated, or disclose herein disclosure any confidential information to any person, firm, or entity whatsoever. Nobody, nothing, not to artificial intelligence. Do not put my business out there. That is a part of the confidentiality agreement. On or around October 22nd, 2020, Shakes on the one hand, and Hart on behalf of himself, Heartbeat and all Hart-affiliated companies, on the other hand, entered into that certain mutual release, non-disclosure agreement, dated October 22nd, 2020. The NDA, a true and correct copy of the NDA, is attached hereto as Exhibit B. The NDA called for Hart to pay Shakes $30,000 per year for a period of 3 years along with other considerations. Now, this is basically saying that she signed both an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, and a confidentiality agreement, so she absolutely is required to be bound by those documents. Now, let me rewind here, because I think that somebody missed something. Upon entering her employment relationship with Heartbeat, Shakes, and this is point 12, Shakes entered into a certain confidentiality agreement dated August 8th. That was the confidentiality agreement. And then on August 22nd, 2020, so that was in 2017, that was the confidentiality agreement. In 2020, entered into a certain mutual release and non-disclosure agreement dated October. So they entered into the NDA in 2020, 3 years later, after she had already entered into a confidentiality agreement on 2017. And this was for the NDA. I guess they were paying her $30,000 a year for the NDA, along with other considerations. And that's what this is referencing to. The NDA called for her to pay Shakes $30,000 per year for a period of 3 years. So I'm assuming that this was in addition to whatever her salary is. The fact that they were compensating her for signing an NDA also makes it more ironclad. The NDA defines as confidential informing the following: private and confidential information which is not generally known to the public or readily accessible or ascertainable by proper means by others, and is subject to reasonable efforts to maintain its secrecy pertaining to any of the following protected parties: Kevin Hart, his affiliated companies, K Hart Enterprises, blah, 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 their officers, directors, and executives, Kevin Hart's family members, past, present, and future, their affiliates, including their officers, directors, and executives. So nobody that's associated with Kev. Shake shall not directly or indirectly disclose, exploit, or disseminate confidential information to any person or entity whatsoever, including but not limited to friends, family members, journalists, tabloids, television or radio, programs, websites, or internet social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, etc., all collectively third parties or threatened to do so. So don't threaten me that you're going to do it, and you can't talk to nobody. You can't talk to the person that you lay next to every day. When you come in and you do your job, you keep your mouth shut, you take care of your business, and what goes on in these offices and in my household with my people, family members, and anybody that's attached to me, friends, whoever, you keep your mouth shut. Don't go home pillow talking. Don't talk about my business. Don't go spreading rumors. Don't start giving false information. Don't even assume that you're going to do so. Don't even threaten that you're going to do so, or you're going to be in violation of my non-disclosure agreement and confidentiality agreement. Okay? That's what this is saying. She had a duty to preserve her confidential information, both as defined in the confidentiality agreement and the NDA as confidential. The NDA included an attorney's fees clause providing as follows: in any proceeding arising out or related to this agreement or its enforcement, the prevailing party shall be entitled to recover all his or her reasonable attorney's fees, costs, and expenses incurred. In or around November 2023, Kibi conducted and recorded an interview. The interview that she did with the assistant with Shakes, wherein Shakes made various statements regarding Hart and his family, Heartbeat personnel and or employees or other Hart affiliated entities, notwithstanding the truth or falsity of any such statements, Shakes would only have had knowledge regarding subsubjects as a result of her employment with Hart and Heartbeat. Such information is necessarily would have constituted confidentiality information as defined by the NBA, such as information regarding alleged personal relationships affecting the employment status of personnel at Hart affiliated companies, and subjects such as Hart's interactions with his family members. The interview also included false and defamatory statements regarding Hart and certain legal disputes in which he has been involved. During the interview, Kibi asked Shakes whether she was subject to any non-disclosure agreements. So during the interview, Tasha K, not before, not after, in the interview, she asked her, are you subjected to any non-disclosure agreements which would prohibit you from disclosing the type of information that was in the subject of the interview? And she acknowledged that she was, in fact, a party to the non-disclosure agreement and claimed that the agreement had unspecified loopholes. So whenever you start to find somebody that try to find loopholes in what y'all doing, that's not even a trustworthy person in the first place. It's not even a trustworthy person. Anybody that looks for a loophole in the document that they signed for employment and was compensated accordingly is a person that you should not even have in your circle in the first place. Unfortunately, for somebody like a Kevin Hart, how could he have known? How could he have predicted that somebody would do something so egregious and go and talk to Tasha K about what is going on allegedly in his personal life? Not even true according to these documents. A false statement, everything is wrong, absolutely lies, and you out here using your credibility as an employee for my company to substantiate lies against me and my family. And ain't no telling what he's dealing with in his household, right? And she broke her promise. 23. In and around November 2023, an unidentified individual telephoned a Hart representative stating that the individual was affiliated with Kibi. So somebody that was affiliated with Tasha K called Heartbeat or called Hart, a Hart representative, and that Kibi had conducted the interview with Shakes, and that the interview would be included information or allegations that Kibi representative claimed would be damaging to Hart's reputation. The individual stated that Kibi will publish the interview unless Hart paid a ransom. Disrespectful. So she called them and said that you got to pay a ransom of $250,000 or else. Pay $250,000 or else. On or around November 17, 2023, she posted a teaser for the interview on YouTube, wherein she, along with Shakes, touted the supposed salacious and damaging nature of the interview. The teaser video clearly was intended as a threat to Hart that a more detailed interview would be published if the ransom was not paid. The teaser included a statement from Kibi at the 206 mark of the video specifically warning that when you don't pay, we have to get the money by any means necessary. This dude got a monster, monster legal team out here in these streets. His representatives contacted the police immediately and did not pay the ransom that she was demanding. Yo, shout out to Kevin Hart for not allowing for somebody to bend them over. Call. Because I don't believe in terrorists. I don't believe in supporting terrorists. I don't believe in negotiating with terrorists. And I'm finally happy that it's somebody that stood up for themselves and said, you know what? I don't care what you got to say. I don't care what kind of teaser you put up. I don't care how many times you call. I don't care for how much money you ask for, whether it's $50 or $250,000. You not getting a dime, but instead I'm going to come after you. I'm with the smoke, and I support Kevin Hart as a result of it. It goes on to say, on or around November 22nd, Hart's attorney Dante Mills wrote to Kibi demanding that the cease and desist of all of her legally impermissible actions toward Hart, and that she refrain from publishing the interview. A true and corrected copy of that cease and desist letter is attached hereto as Exhibit C. In a cease and desist communication, Mr. Mills specifically advised Kibi that Hart had contacted law enforcement about her threats. The cease and desist letter also advises that she advises that Hart and Shakes were parties to the NDA, and that Shakes' participation in the interview was a violation of the NDA. That Kibi's publication of the interview would constitute international intentional interference with contractual relations, in addition to various other criminal torturous conduct that Kibi had engaged in up to that point. Kibi advised Hart's representatives that she would in fact be publishing an interview that evening, approximately 6 p.m. Kibi published the interview on her website, Tasha K Live, specifically at the link, and they give the link to her podcast, and charge viewers $12 per month subscription fee in order to access and view the interview. Good God. And then it goes into all of the different codes and a breach of contract. Interference. Plaintiffs and Shakes are parties to the NDA, which is supported by a valid consideration, not including but not limited to Hart's payment of $90,000 to Shakes. False allegations. Statements regarding her and her family members. A direct and approximate result of Shakes' material breaches. This is bad. This is very, very bad. As a direct result, approximate result of Kibi's conduct, plaintiffs have suffered damages in the amount, according to proof, including without limitation, not less than $90,000. Hart paid as consideration to the NDA in addition to the damages and further amounts according to proof at trial. So Kevin Hart is actually looking to take this to trial. He said, no negotiation, no none of that. We're going to go all the way to trial, and I'm going to have your butt. I'm going to have your head on a stick on a platter, and I'm not having it. Contractual relationship under the NDA were done with oppression, fraud, malice, with intention of depriving plaintiffs of their personal property, personal liberty, property, or legal rights, and otherwise causing injury, and such actions were despicable conduct that subjected plaintiffs to unjust hardship and conscious disregard of plaintiffs' rights, such that plaintiffs are entitled to recover punitive and exemplary. Let me look at the word exemplary. I'm a C student. a deserving imitation, commendable. Courage was exemplary, also deserving limitation because of excellence. Let me look up a little bit more. Serving as an example, instance, or illustration, serving as a warning. Basically, excellent, worthy of. Synonyms is definitive, quintessential. Okay, all right. I think that he deserves an exemplary. Where was it at? Exemplary. Exemplary damages. I think so too. Exceptional damages. In addition to all actual and statutory damages to which the plaintiffs are entitled in order to set an example, they said that they want to make an example out of you. To deter such conduct. She messing it up for the whole gang out here. And that's why I don't just run out and just say, hey, this person did this or this person did that, unless I know for a fact or unless it comes from somebody that's just making an accusation based off of their own interaction with it, and I just allow for them to be able to say what they want to say. I am not the one out here that's going to be out here talking about stuff or telling that. I know that this happened. I don't know nothing. All I know, look at this. This is the actual non-disclosure agreement. Hold on. Wait. Let me go back to this real quick. They attached the non-disclosure agreement. This is the confidentiality agreement. She signed it on 8-8-2017, Maisha Shake. This dummy. Good God. What an idiot. So she signed it. Signature. Initialed. Dated it. And this is the NDA. Wow. This was worth the price of admission right here, baby. This is worth it. So they attached it. They filed the initial paperwork in order to get to get to the bag. And so they're gonna make an example out of her. This isn't even about money, because allegedly, according to Tasha K, she don't even have the money to be able to pay Cardi B, but they want to make an example out of not only Tasha K, but the assistant. And I think that they're doing an excellent job, because if you go into something and you say that I'm an assistant of somebody and I'm assigned this confidentiality agreement, yo, we're going to have to go through their paperwork according to what our lawyer put together to make sure that we got all of our bases covered so that we can make sure that our confidentiality agreements and our NDAs is the same as theirs. You know what I'm saying? I think that Kevin Hart has an exceptional legal team. And so we're going to go ahead and send this documentation over there to their documentation. And we're going to make sure that we get all of our documentation in accordance to what their documentation is, because theirs seem to be pretty ironclad. You know what I'm saying? So that is the documents that I had to pay for from LA courts in order to present to you guys. And that is what's being filed in Superior Court over there on the West Coast.